Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly battling inner turmoil? Like that nagging voice of doubt or anxiety is always whispering in your ear? Well, let me tell you, you are not alone. We all face those moments when the world feels overwhelming, and it can be tough to stay grounded. But what if I told you there was a way to cultivate inner strength? A way to become more resilient, more adaptable, more unshakable in the face of life's inevitable storms? That's exactly what we're diving into today on Daily Detachment. How to build that rock-solid foundation within yourself. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle. And just like any muscle, it needs to be trained and strengthened. Stoicism offers some powerful techniques to help you do just that. Now, before you picture grumpy philosophers in robes, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or being emotionless. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately not letting them control you. So, what are the key takeaways from this ancient philosophy that can help us build inner strength? First up, focus on what you can control. This sounds simple, but it's profound. You can't control everything that happens to you, traffic jams, bad weather, other people's actions. That stuff is out of your hands. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Think of it like this. You're the director of your own life movie. You might not be able to write the script, but you can choose how your character responds to every scene. Next, practice mindfulness. This means being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental hamster wheel of worry and stress. When you're mindful, you become more aware of your triggers. Those things that tend to send your emotions into overdrive. Once you know what they are, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Third, reframe negative thoughts. This is a game changer. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "this is terrible," challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, "Is there another way to look at this situation? Could this be an opportunity for growth?" Often, we create our own suffering by focusing on the negative. By shifting your perspective, you can open yourself up to new possibilities. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This might seem cheesy, but seriously, it works. When you focus on the good things in your life, big and small, it shifts your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Gratitude is like a magnet for positivity. The more you practice it, the more you'll attract those positive experiences into your life. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly supportive. Whether it's friends, family, a therapist, or even an online community, remember that there are people out there who care about you and want to help. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a major deadline. You're feeling the pressure mounting, emails flooding in, tasks piling up, your mind racing. Ever felt like that? It's a common experience. Now, imagine instead of freaking out, taking a deep breath, reminding yourself to focus on what you can control. Your own actions, your time management, your communication with colleagues. You might even take a few moments for mindful breathing or jot down three things you're grateful for in that moment. See how those little shifts can make a world of difference? Instead of being overwhelmed, you feel empowered and capable. That's the power of cultivating inner strength. So, remember, building resilience isn't about becoming invincible. It's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. By practicing these stoic principles, you can start to build that unshakable foundation within yourself. Take control of your thoughts, embrace the present moment, and cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life. You've got this. And remember, we're all on this journey together. Share this episode with someone who needs a little inspiration, leave a review if you find it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay detached, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.